the fifth pupil. He practiced the toad style. Four and five knew each other, but never met the other three. The toad style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible. It can even bend solid metal.
You're all that's left of us. Good luck.
Check 1-2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. I'm gonna do something different. I'm out driving. I'm gonna do my show while I'm driving.
Let's see here. Okay, so, just came from, had another rendezvous, you know, had a little freak party, and, oh my God, these goddamn women, man, fucking crazy, goddamn insane. We had a nice little time, me and the side trickster had a particular female over, once again, not saying no names. Don't want to get her beat up by her nigga. But she put in stellar work as usual. And this is going back to, you know, something that me and Tony be talking about. Talking about your ego. You can't have your ego involved and shit. And something funny happened. Actually, this happens a lot. But this is the first time where it was like really... Well, motherfuckers' feelings really got hurt and shit, man. You know? So me and the side trickster doing our thing, man. You know, we talking nerd shit. We, you know, talking about computers and graphics. And old girl sitting over there, she butt-naked. She like, well, damn, y'all ignore me. And, you know, but you know how we do it. You know, we ain't pressed for no pussy like that. You know, we get it on the regular. So it was a situation where, you know, we just used to seeing butt-naked women walking around. And we ain't pressed to really jump in it right then and there. So she was like, come on, let's get it. You know, I mean, she needing to, you know, get the dick. You know what I mean? She really want to party. She really want to have some fun. So, nigga, I said, well, fuck it. Since you in a hurry, that's what we going to do. We going to get this popping. So we go to the bedroom. I get my shit. You know, she does excellent work as usual. And she put a smile on my face. And then I come out. And the side trickster is looking kind of weird, you know what I mean? He looking like, you know, he looking like he kind of salty, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, well, I just kind of like pass it off, you know what I mean? And I don't really have time for the foolishness. So she fuck around and she take him to the boom boom room. That's the guest room. And they handle their business. And then when they get done, she come back out. You know, he got a smile on his face. And then it come time for her to get her loot, man. For her to get paid. So he end up giving her like $60. And she was just like, uh-uh. She was like, really? You gonna play me like that? $60? And he was like, well, that's all I got. And you know, the thing is, I mean, they both been doing this going on a decade. You know what I mean? Hold on, y'all. I'm probably going to burp. Ugh, I just got done eating. And I'm going to have to tell y'all about, you know, the whole situation with me going to get something to eat. You're going to laugh your ass off when I tell you this shit. But, yeah, she was like, nah, like, what the hell? Because usually he break her off like 150, right? But he said, nah, this is all I got. And you usually... y'all supposed to talk beforehand to understand what's going to happen with the trick dynamic, what you're going to get, you know what I mean, as far as the money's concerned. But they've been doing it so long, and like I told you, the females typically, especially with me, don't ask how much money they're going to get. Fuck that shit. They know not to do that shit with me. So she was salty about the ends that he was going to give her. You know, the 60 spot. Now me, I mean, I could give a 20 spot and she'll be happy with it, you know what I'm saying? Just because I'm me. But I can feel like there was something different about what was going on today. Let me roll this window up a little bit. I don't know if y'all can hear me. But yeah. So while she was whining and bitching about the money that she was gonna get from him, he throws in her face, well, what the fuck? You took Mike back there first. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, nigga. I was like, what does that have to do with anything, man? Shit, she had nothing to do with that. She looked at both of us while we was playing on the computer, and she said she ready to get down. And so, nigga, I jumped up and said, bitch, let's go handle this. You know, she... you know, once again, the ego. You gotta suspend your fucking ego in this shit, man. Like, why are you mad about that shit? You know what I mean? I mean, we fully recognize, you know, he got bitches that won't fuck with me. And I'm not mad about that shit. Keep them bitches. I don't give a fuck about, you know, the bitch that you got that don't want to fuck with me. I got my own bitches. God damn. But he was feeling some type of way, I guess, about her doing me first. I don't know, man. But, you know, she was... then she started... she broke down crying. Talking about how fucked up her life is. And how he made her feel like a prostitute. Like a dope fiend. She ain't never been played like that by him before. And, you know, and I was just like, hey, look. You know, and she trying to drag me into shit. She lying to the motherfucker. She said... well, Mike gave me $100. Like, bitch, no, I didn't say that because I stayed the fuck out of it. But I was just like, you know, because actually I gave her like 40. You know, but she lied and said that I gave her 100 to try and make him feel salty about that shit, that he gave her only a 60 spot shit. But, man, I had never seen a side trickster like this, man. He damn near looked like he wanted to just kind of like break down and cry. And I can kind of understand why, because he's looked out for this bitch for years, man. Gave her all sorts of love, man. Gave her all sorts of ends and dividends and help when no one gave two fucks about her, you know. And she's just always trying to just get more out of him, get more out of him. She just never seems to appreciate what he does. So he basically just got up and he kind of lightweight stormed out the spot, man. He was really fucking pissed off. I'd never seen him like that before, man. He just bounced. He was like, well, I'm just going to go home. I was like, oh, shit. Niggas is emotional. Niggas is mad emotional about this shit, man. So I'm tripping on that shit, man. And when he left, and she was just boohooing, breaking down in tears. He made me feel so cheap. he made me feel so dirty, you know. And I'm like, nigga, are you serious? As much as this nigga has helped you through the years, you really gonna sit there and like cry them sort of tears of crocodile tears, bitch? I'm like, come on. She's like, but it's different with you, Mike. It's different. It's different. You actually care about me, and you do this for me, and you do that for me. And whenever you call, if you want some, you know you can get it. You ain't never got to drop a dime and this and that. I'm like, I know. I'm like, but at the same time, I'm not going to let you really, like, slander the nigga because, I mean, I've seen him go far, you know, above and beyond the call of duty to save your ass many a times. And when you supposed to pay this nigga back, you never paid him back. You never called him to give him no free ass or nothing like that. Yeah, of course she had to, she got like selective memory loss. She telling me, yes, I did. I always paid him back. And I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. She's like, yes, I did, but I'm not going to argue with the bitch. I'm like, I'm not arguing with you about it. You know what happens. You goddamn, you swindle the nigga. When he drop off ends and he say, you know, can you pay me back at a later date? Never get back with this nigga and break him off no ass. You know what I mean? So he was salty. He left. He was in his feelings. All this about the power tricking. Motherfuckers in their feelings about the power tricking, man. He's salty about that. He's salty that she, you know, did me first. I'm like, nigga, really? Come on, man. You know, well, maybe I'm just misreading it. But I don't know how I can misread it when I heard him say the shit. You know? You took Mike back there first. Maybe he was just throwing that up there to try and give the excuse about why he only gave her a 60 spot rather than the usual 140, 150. I don't know. But, nigga. And she's sitting there boo-hooing and crying and face all red. I'm like, she really is hurt with this shit, right? And then, lo and behold, the phone rings and it's her nigga. You know, and man, she goes from all distraught and despondent to just, hey, babe, love you, babe. I love you, smooches, you know, I care about you, you care about me, I'm about to leave my uncle's house right now, and I'm going to bring you, I'm going to stop by such and such and get you something to eat, and we can chill, and we can kick it, you know, I'm just, man, you niggas, y'all just don't know, boy, these bitches are the truth, man, when it comes to this creep shit, when it comes to this creep shit. Y'all niggas, y'all can't fuck with these bitches, man. They are fucking nefarious, man.
You've not specialized in any one skill. Because I chose to teach you all the five main techniques, as there was little time. So then, compared with the other pupils, you don't stand up. You're not really their match. I taught all I could, but time's run out. So the only way you could ever beat the others, or stand a chance, would be to combine with one of those five. Those five. Those five. Those five.
Don't disturb this creep. Just a way to that was odd, man, when Side Trickster didn't really open up his wallet for old girl. You know, she went into this big spiel about how he knows how fucked up I am and my life is fucked up and it's hard for me out here. And, you know, the same shit we hear, always hear from the chicks, man. But once again, you know, we always tell the bitches. I'm like, well, bitch, whose fault is that? You know what I'm saying? It's like we talk to you ad nauseum about getting your shit together. And one of the main reasons why you fucked up is because you don't have any sort of sense when it comes to choosing the right nigga to take care of you. So she goes into this big-ass diatribe about how he's living good and his wife and his kids, they all set and they don't want for nothing and they living the good life. And once again, I'm like, well, that's not his fault that you keep choosing stupid ass niggas to run with. No, I'm not trying to shit on her niggas, you know what I mean? You're doing the best you can, but you know, bitch, ultimately it's your fault. You don't have, like I say, you just don't have good mate, mate choosing skills. You know, you're just choosing the wrong niggas to fuck with, bitch, you know? So now you kind of low. He throwing shade on his wife and his kids because they living good and, you know, they bellies is full and they ain't got a care in the world. But, you know, that's the benefits of fucking with a square nigga, bitch. You know, you want all that swag and you want all that danger and you want all that, I don't know, bitch. It just killed me how these bitches get mad at you, you know, in your situation, in your circumstances, and they get mad at the bitches that's in your life because they don't want for nothing in the world. And then when you won't save them, you know, they flip it on you and act like it's your fault. Like, well, bitch, when I tried to fuck with you on that level, you made it clear in no uncertain terms that I just wasn't your cup of tea. You know what I mean? So now you gotta live with your goddamn decisions, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that was crazy. Yeah, she went on and on about, you know I'm fucked up out here and I ain't got this and I ain't got that. You know, she's saying all that while she claimed that she got a nigga and she claimed how much the nigga loved her and she loved a nigga and shit. But at the same time, kind of low-key clown the nigga that could really save her, that could really put her in a position where she winning in life. But you know, it is what it is. I get it, bitch. If you're not feeling a certain type nigga, then yeah, can't nobody fault you for that. But at the same time, you cannot get mad at him for not saving you. You know what I mean? We save the bitches that deserve to be saved and that want to be saved. You don't want to be saved. By no means am I dogging this particular female because I love her to death, man. She my bitch. You know, she another ride or die. But God damn, man. I mean, common sense. Ain't no fucking thing is common sense when you're dealing with these bras, man. Couldn't believe she was sitting there spitting that shit to me. Shit. He know how fucked I am. He could have gave me more. He could have did this. While his wife sitting up there in that big house and got all them kids and them kids is living good. You know, I seen how he live. He living good. Like, yeah. And, you know, shit. You could have probably been living good, too, if you just chose to act right. You know what I mean? But once again, I understand if you're not feeling the nigga, you're not feeling me. But you can't get mad once you declare that this is not your type of nigga and he won't save you. You know what I mean? Shit. He saves his wife. He saves his kids. You know, he saves those that save him. He loves those that love him. Right? Shit. So, yeah, man. That was crazy. That was a crazy power trick moment where everybody was in their feelings. Motherfuckers' feelings was hurt tonight, nigga. Like, what? Are you serious?
Mike, he be trying to be like you. He be trying to get off what you get off. He can't do what you do. I'm like, look. I'm like, don't be dragging me in this shit, goddammit. I mean, that's my partner. Shit. And I'm not going to co-sign with that shit you talking, you know, about him not, you know, being fair with you. The nigga always come through. The nigga done saved you 1,000 times. And I done lost count how many times you done just spit in a nigga face and not repaid that debt. Hey, I'll be back, man.
Here driving right now because I just dropped her off, man. You know what I'm saying? I dropped her off like a half block from her spot. you know, because a nigga sitting on the porch. And I just came from a fish and chicken joint, man. It's a late night fish and chicken joint. So we could get her something to eat and get her nigga something to eat, right? I'm going to go through the drive-thru, but she don't want to go through the drive-thru, right? She like, no, I want to go in because I can't read none of that stuff on the menu. I got to go in. And right now my spidey sense is saying, nigga, don't take her in. She's drunk. Don't take her in. She's drunk. Going against my better judgment, I'm like, okay, fuck it. We're going to go in and we're going to make the order. So we go in. And right off the bat, man, you know, there's like two niggas having a conversation right in front of the door. And she's looking at them and she's like shooing them away with her hands. Like get out my way. You know what I'm saying? And one of the niggas looked at her and he didn't even get out of her way. You know, she had to like squeeze between them. I'm like, aw, nigga. I'm like, here we go. Here go the fuckery. You know what I'm saying? So these two niggas, man, they didn't even part like the Red Sea. You know, she didn't really even squeeze between them niggas. She kind of like bogarted them, went right through them. You know what I'm saying? Now keep in mind, you know, this is kind of like a white girl, even though she act like a nigga. And it's like 2 a.m. and we in an after hours fish and chicken joint with nothing but niggas, right? But I'm thinking it's going to be cool because there wasn't nobody in there hardly. It was just like two niggas and it was just me and her. So as soon as we get in there, lo and behold, my luck as usual, niggas start pouring in, man. Niggas start pouring in. There's about 10 motherfuckers in there waiting to order. But we had already placed our order. And so she in there, keep in mind, it's a white girl. She talking cash shit to almost everybody. She like, what's up? I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got that snapback. I got that pussy. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, nigga, what possessed you to bring this bitch in this goddamn spot, man? And so niggas is looking at her like, what? And, you know, and she going up to motherfuckers in their face, touching on them and shit. And you're like, yeah, you wish you had this. I'm like, hey. You know, and so niggas is looking at me like, yo, man, is she with you? I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, so I'm trying my best to be diplomatic and be the peacemaker and the motherfucker. I'm telling everybody, hey, look, dig. You know, this is my little low-key friend right here. She kind of drunk. You know, I appreciate y'all patience. You know what I mean? We're going to get our shit. We're going to bounce. You know, and niggas is cool. They're like, all right, man, you know, we can dig it. You know what I mean? But she steady round her fucking mouth. I'm like, hey, look. You need to stop running your goddamn mouth. You know what I mean? And get out of people's motherfucking face. They know I don't mean nothing by it. They know I don't mean nothing by it. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I love everybody. I love everybody. So she is talking shit to everybody. Like, shit. You want this? You want this? Man. And niggas is looking at me. And I'm looking at them like, man, please don't turn this into a world star hip hop moment. Please. That's what I'm thinking of myself. Because this could turn ugly quick. And once again, I'm being a diplomat. I'm like, okay, hey, everybody, once again, appreciate your patience. You know, she kind of tipsy. We'll be out your hair in a minute. You know, everybody, it's all good, fam. It's cool. And so right now, it's kind of like a joke in the spot. Everybody kind of loosened up. Ain't nobody really taking this shit serious. Motherfuckers is, you know, kind of lightweight, enjoying the little spectacle because she putting on a show because she was in there with tight booty shorts and shit and, you know, looking kind of sexy. And motherfuckers kind of digging it. You know, it's like little entertainment while they wait on their food. You know, and then she like, oh my God, this heifer. And this is how hoes will get you killed. Nigga, listen to this shit. This bitch, you know, in the middle of fucking with niggas, right? You know, and I'm telling her in the middle of one of my speeches, like, we'll be out your hair in a minute. You know, she kind of tipsy. You know, she don't mean nothing by it. You know, she like, it don't matter anyway because I'm a boss bitch. I'm a criminal ass bitch. I ain't studying none of these niggas. And shit, y'all motherfuckers, y'all don't really want to test me because not only am I a criminal ass bitch, but my partner here, my daddy, he a cop. Man, do you know, nigga, I have no words to describe just how deafening the silence was in that. It was like 15 goons in that motherfucker. You could tell these niggas was goons, man. This bitch, like, my daddy, he a cop. Man, niggas stopped talking. Everybody looked at me. It was like the record skipped on the fucking turntables, man. Then niggas looking at me like, oh, really? Nigga, oh my God, man. I thought to myself, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. This bitch done killed me, man. Shit. And so I'm laughing. And I'm like, girl, quit playing. Shit, I ain't no cop. I'm just a CO, you know. And then, you know, of course, that don't make it no better. So she like, shit, that don't mean nothing. You know karate, and you can do this, and you can do that. And I seen your trophies of all your boxing. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. And so I'm like, hey, yeah, I was a CO 10 years ago, bitch. Quit playing. I'm like, yeah, fuck the police. Yeah, nigga, fuck them. fuck the police, nigga. You know, niggas is looking at me like, oh, really? You's a CO, huh? This bitch tried to get me killed, man. And so, although I guess she kind of felt like she made a blunder. So she's like, my daddy, he a crooked cop, though. He crooked. He a crooked cop. I'm thinking, bitch, stop talking. Stop fucking talking. I'm laughing my ass off. And niggas is like laughing too, but it ain't like they laughing with me. You know, they laughing like, yeah, nigga, watch your step. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Lord, am I going to worry about some nigga, these niggas jumping on my ass when I leave out these doors and shit, man? But I guess, shit, it wasn't that serious. Niggas didn't fuck with me, man. You know, they let me skate up. I mean, nigga, they was goons in that motherfucker, nigga. You know, I told y'all, since I work, you know, doing that CO job, I got vibes. I got feelings, you know, when if there's a nigga that I should be taking seriously versus a nigga that I don't think I have anything to worry about. Well, I definitely got goon vibes from majority of them niggas, man. Them niggas, they was about that life in there. I'm like, man, I may not survive this one. I don't know if I'm gonna make it out of this motherfucker, because these niggas, they look like they had served time. You know what I mean? They look like they had served time, and they look like they just, especially with all this cop killing shit going on, this bitch, he a cop. Well, anyway, basically, I left out of there unscathed, you know. Most of the niggas in there, you know, gave me, you know, the high sign. Say, you know, like, enjoy your night, my nigga. And I'm like, all right, man. I'll bounce about that bitch with my life. And then get this bitch in the spot, in the car, and drive her to her nigga's spot and drop her off. Then I got to listen to my boy, the Side Trickster. You know, he had texted me, and he was talking about how he just couldn't believe, you know, the shit that she was saying. And, you know, I didn't really talk about the statement he made about me going back and getting the royal treatment first, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, like, seriously, this shit is ridiculous, man. But anyway, that's kind of like a quick show, just me just driving around. It's a fucking Friday night, and I'm chilling and shit. I'm driving, just dropped off one of my freaks, can't say her name. A lot of y'all probably know who she is and shit. But yeah, I had me a good old time tonight, man. Even though she damn near got me fucking killed. Fat Mac,
Maxie.com.